This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of the words used by some of the people, a number of people, who worked on our survey of what started the radio program. Thank you for that. Another hour of inspiring conversation may be at hand. I don't know. I can't predict where we're going to go. I can tell you there'll be information that'll be of value to you, hopefully. I'm Doug Steffen for Wednesday, the 19th of October, with Kara Schillen. The Iranians are a focus of a lot of conversation today. Matter of fact, the saga of an Iranian-American businessman, or an American businessman who grew up or has roots in Iran, his father had been sentenced to 10 years in prison, according to the news there yesterday, the latest dual nationals imprisoned since the nuclear deal. The announcement by the state came a day after it released footage of this fellow, Shimak Namazi. The video highlighted recent tensions between Iran and the U.S. and was a sign of the power still wielded by the hardliners. If you haven't heard me say this before, I'll give you a little insight. The people in Iran don't like their government any more than we like ours. They have their version of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and whoever else you can think of politically who are trying to stir the pot. The reason the hardliners are translated into right-wingers. There are people who are just Neanderthals who are in charge of a lot of aspects of Islamic life, and they have sort of shot some of the foot because they are very well-educated. They're probably the smartest, best-educated population in the Middle East. By far, in a general sense. Doctors, lawyers, many of them leave Iran and come to America as much as they can, whenever they can. So anyway, this report suggests that Mr. Namazi and his 80-year-old father, a former UNICEF representative who served as governor of Iran's Kazakhstan province, I don't know if I pronounced that right, Kazakhstan, something close to that, when the Shah was in power, they were convicted of cooperating with the hostile American government. So we made a deal with them, gave them what they wanted, and now we're hostile, apparently, according to the news service there. The report didn't elaborate much, but there was something from the family that was posted online describing the sentences as beyond comprehension. My father has been handed a death sentence. It'll be a criminal act by me, his only able son, not to fight for my father's life and freedom, as well as that of my brother, wrote another son named Babak. State Department said it was concerned by reports of the sentencing. So what does that mean? Concerned. Big deal. And so then we go to UNICEF, which is the UN Children's Agency. Deep sadness. All right. So this is all bunkum that comes from the usual sources. Meanwhile, we see two people who ought to be free, not free. The whole thing is so transparent. What they're trying to do is intimidate as many people as they can who are Americans that are over there or have any ties to America, keep Americans and American ties out of Iran. That's really the bottom line here. And one of the reasons that they're doing that is because they have all of this nuclear technology. They don't want anybody snooping around. And they also have a lot of oil. There are, now that the sanctions have been lifted, Iran's oil production has gone up and up and up and up and up. And it needs help in getting a lot of the oil out of the ground and into the marketplace, as we hear in this reporter's overview of their seeking foreign investors.
Sanctions restricting Iran's oil production were lifted earlier this year, and the oil-rich nation has wasted no time increasing its output once again. As Iran works to reach pre-sanction levels, it has started taking applications for foreign and domestic energy projects. The country desperately needs Western investment to improve its out-of-date machinery. One Iranian official even went so far as to say, without oil revenues, Iran's development will not be possible, so nothing is more important than oil and gas for Iran. Despite the lack of investors up to this point, Iran is OPEC's third largest oil producer and has consistently opposed the cartel's attempts to cap production.
So, the Iranians want help from the West, not necessarily America, but you can be sure the American company is going to be in there, especially through their European allies and co-owned companies. Back to Iran and the critical situation in the country. They do not recognize dual nationalities. That is, someone like these people who have Iranian passports and American passports. So the Americans are not. If the Americans say, we want to help, they'll tell them to go pound sand because they don't want any consular assistance. And so it goes in Iran. They are no good. The people there are wonderful. Government there, no good. How many people do you think say that about our government and our situation here? So that's the news, information, comments at Twitter, at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can get to me by dialing 888-302-3684, sending email to Doug at DougStephan.com. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Starting October 21st, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Olay Cassini, Truly Zach Posen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale starts October 21st. Make your appointment now to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes DB Studio.
Now with your American Express card, it's two times as splendid to shop small at local stores. Because today is today, and you could earn two times your rewards. So now those Main Street beats and corner treats are two times as cool and two times as sweet. One-of-a-kind finds have two times the surprise, and hidden spots are two times the tops. There's always a special feeling when you shop small in your neighborhood. And now that it's today, it feels two times as good.
Now through December 31st, you can earn two times your rewards when you shop small with an enrolled American Express card. Learn more and enroll at AmericanExpress.com. You will not earn two times rewards on any bonus you may already enjoy with your card. Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Learn more and enroll online today at AmericanExpress.com. Get out, get together, and shop small.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
All right, we have 16 after we have, you have, I have, everybody's got 16 past the hour. So tonight, the last debate. Ugly. That's the way. I was looking at pictures yesterday of Donald Trump and his wife and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton at a party together. They seem to be best of friends. Picture was taken a few years ago. Best of friends. Isn't it interesting how all of this changes? And the fact that when they walked on the stage last time, when it was, what was it, a week ago, Sunday night, they barely spoke to each other. When they looked at each other as they walked across the floor, barely spoke to each other. And the nastiness, it's children running in the sandbox. Sid, my toy. I want my toy. That's how I feel when I watch this stuff or listen to some of these things. That's why I don't talk about it, because it's crushing how absurd this all is. The news media in round one, all over Trump. In round two, all over Trump. And then, I mean, taking apart, I'm looking at three or four different sources on the presidential debate as I'm talking to you, discussions of what happened at the debates, before the debates, after the debates, and how it's all analyzed by these clowns. Why do I need somebody to tell me what to think? What about thinking for ourselves, drawing our own conclusions? I'm beginning, because there's so much overkill, and it applies to both sides, but I'm more feeling that there's overkill on the Democratic side, or the Democrat, as Fox News wants us to say, the Democrat side. The kind of things that are being thrown against Trump now are getting ridiculous. Not that we ought not to pay a lot of attention to what people are saying about Trump in his relationships with women, but can it be that bad and everybody in his family standing up for him? Can he overshadow all the people, his children, his wives? Can he be this cur and still have this relationship with them and many of his friends? I don't know that that's possible. Meanwhile, the civil war in the Republican Party continues. It is a civil war, because there's such an open revolt against Trump, and people who are in the Republican hierarchy who have since the beginning only been interested in the Republicans, they're not interested in you, they're not interested in the country, they're interested in themselves and whether or not they can keep power, whether or not they control the House and the Senate. Mrs. Clinton started this week to make the case for getting the Democrats in charge of the House and the Senate. So whether that happens or it doesn't, it depends on how much impact the news media has had in all of this. The discord, the fact that a lot of Republicans say, I'm not voting for this guy. So whether you have your fingers crossed because you're a Clinton supporter or you got your fingers crossed because you're a Trump supporter, much can happen between now and the election. Much can change. So to give it all to Hillary Clinton at the moment, to give it all to Donald Trump at the moment, Donald Trump has surprised everybody all the way along. I'm not making a case for him because I wouldn't find myself, if you've been listening carefully, I make a case for anybody but both of them. Anybody but Clinton. Anybody but Trump. But that's not the reality. As far as the debate tonight is concerned, first one, 84 people watched. The second one, about 20 million less. I'm guessing round three tonight will have about 20 million less than that. Even though I know a lot of folks who are going to get home, I'll be on an airplane on my way to California, so I won't see it. But then I don't need to see it anyway. I'll have all the stuff here for us to recap tomorrow. I don't see there's going to be anything different. Frankly, it'll be embarrassing. It'll be a lot of anger and a lot of ammunition for a Saturday Night Live, right? As a matter of fact, somebody suggested there was an unintended boost when Trump tweeted that Baldwin's Trump impersonation stinks. 21 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Time now for us to focus on your home. What, you say you don't have a home? You want a new home? Well, if you're a new home buyer, the next few minutes is just for you because you'll be one of 17 million new people expected to enter the housing market in the next 5 years. Joining us now is Nidhi Verma, who is the Director of Research at TransUnion. So you studied younger consumers and what they are looking for. What'd you find?
Deb, thanks for having me here. Our study focused on first-time home buyers, who these consumers are, how has that profile changed over time, and what does this mean for our economy going forward? And our study predicts that about 17.1 million consumers are expected to enter the first-time home buying experience in the next 5 years. And the reason that number is so important is because in the last 5 years, we had about 12.9 million consumers become first-time home buyers in the mortgage market. And certainly experiencing growth in this segment is important for the economy. And we're experiencing a lot of this growth coming from younger consumers. You know, these consumers are between the ages of 20 to 39. About 60% of first-time home buyers are within that age group, which was about 44% back about 15 years ago. So certainly younger consumers are enabling that growth for the first-time home buyer market.
So TransUnion, as I know it and most people know, is a credit reporting agency. Why are they involved with this partnership? Fannie Mae is working with you. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, we are certainly a credit bureau, but we are also beyond a credit bureau. We are essentially an information company that provides credit information to consumers as well as lenders in the credit marketplace. And by leveraging trended data, now Fannie Mae partnering with TransUnion, by leveraging our trended data, which essentially provides information for consumers on a historical view in a much more expanded view for up to 30 months, these consumers can benefit from being pushed into higher credit scores, which essentially means a lower interest rate for their first-time mortgages. So really it's a matter of providing the information for the first-time home buyers, for the lenders, to both benefit from the growth in the mortgage market.
So what happens if you're not young and you're getting into a new home for the first time?
If you are getting into the first-time home buyer market, regardless of what age group you are, I think the only thing consumers need to care care about is making sure that you're making those payment obligations on a monthly basis. Don't miss your payments. That truly impacts your credit scores that lenders care about when they're underwriting you a mortgage loan. And also what these consumers need to know is that if you pay your credit card balance at the end of every month in full, that trend of data is available to lenders to look at your risk profile as a consumer in a much more expanded way.
How do we keep from going down the same path that we did prior to 2008, where the wrong people borrowed money and they couldn't pay it back?
Well, as most of us know, that credit conditions have changed drastically since the end of the Great Recession. We are observing that these first-time home buyers are certainly more concentrated towards prime or higher risk tiers. These are really high credit eligible consumers. When you look at a first-time home buyer, somebody who becomes a first-time home buyer versus who does not become a first-time home buyer, there's a huge distinction in credit profile. So credit is available to consumers who are risk eligible to become a first-time home buyer, and certainly that goes into the underwriting of the mortgage loan.
I just want to sort of wrap this up by sending people to transunion.com/business. If you're a younger consumer, you want your home to be yours, not rented, you want to buy it, and then there's all kinds of infrastructure information that's available for those who are millennials. Nita Verma, who is from the TransUnion Research Department. Good to have you here. Thank you for this information. Certainly worth further consideration and study.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
I'm Pete. I just launched my first company. Thanks to Custom Inc., I can get my name out there with custom t-shirts, jackets, and polos. I just uploaded my logo online, and with a few easy steps, I had my crew covered in no time.
For all of life's events, choose Custom Inc. Promote your own business and elevate your brand with custom business apparel from Custom Inc. It's easy and fun to make a statement with Custom Inc.'s online design lab. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your business today at CustomInc.com.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen on the Good Day program, overviewing some of the things in detail, in depth, in this hour that are going on. I am going to call your attention to a book that's pretty down to earth. I was reviewing some of the old presidential elections in my recent memory. Remember when Pat Buchanan was a presidential candidate? Remember? Back in 1999, Pat Buchanan ran for the presidency. That info is profiled in a book called White House Confidential, written by my friend Greg Stebbin, which you can get on the bookstore stands. You can get it at Amazon. White House Confidential. It's a book of weird presidential history by a fellow who's a great writer. And I believe he's, I would best describe him as a new age guy. Very technically savvy. Also very interested in what's going on in the world. A great writer. So anytime you have an opportunity to read anything from Greg Stebbin, who's the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine, you ought to pick it up. This book is a good read, White House Confidential. So having said that, as many of you are so wrapped up in what's going on, some refer to the election as a circus. To wit, here's James Corden.
But if you think this election is a circus, you're not the only one, because this week, Ringling Brothers Circus is launching a new campaign titled, The Circus Wants the Circus Back. Because they're tired of people referring to the election as a circus, saying it casts a negative light on their profession.
You knew somebody would come up with that sooner or later. Speaking of coming up with things, I've decided, Karen and I have talked about ways of getting off of all this serious stuff. Even this hour of the program is devoted to serious conversation about serious stuff most of the time. But then we have the 2020 News Quiz question on some days. And we're also going to have Identify the Voice contest. So we have four clips from four different scenarios of a fellow. If you can identify his voice, you get a swell prize. All right, and then we'll get back to the more or less serious stuff. But why not? Let's do this. So here are three or four different scenarios in which this fellow put his voice to work. Who is this?
Wilma, I promise you, whatever scum did this, not one man on this force will rest for 1 minute until he's behind bars. Now let's grab a bite to eat. When I see five weirdos dressed in togas stabbing a guy in the middle of the park in full view of 100 people, I shoot the bastards. That's my policy.
That was a Shakespeare in the Park production of Julius Caesar, you moron.
You'd better tell the captain we've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
All right,
Shirley,
who's that?
There's something you can do.
I'm doing everything I can. Now stop calling me Shirley.
888-302-3684. Identify that voice, please, for a swell prize. 888-302-3684. While you're chewing on that, chew on this. A report yesterday published shows explosive growth in the number of residents in our country who are over the age of five who have as a primary language something other than English. Center for Immigration Studies breaks down some new census data, shows a record number of new immigrants into our country, some legal, some illegal. These people, primary language, not English. The fastest growing language in our country is Arabic. Last year, a record 64 million residents spoke a foreign language at home, up 5 million in the past 5 years, and up 1.5 million in just 1 year. Largest percentage increase was for speakers of Arabic, Hindi, which is one of the Indian languages, and Urdu, which is Pakistan's national language. More than 1 in 5 residents now speak a foreign language at home. How about that? What do you think of that information? Not anything. Well, it's, I show my prejudice. I'm just so fed up with people who, when I want, I don't care what you speak at home. That's not an unusual reality for people to speak their native tongue at home. But when you get into the public arena, you're working, you're going to school, you're in some way connecting with other people who are living in this country, it's not only a personal affront to me and others when you try to communicate and can't because you don't really care enough to understand the language. I relayed a story yesterday in a different hour that I'll relay here about going into a restaurant last Saturday, I think it was. I needed a quick sandwich, so I went in and asked for a veggie burger. And the kid behind the counter, maybe 19 years of age, looked at me and said, "What's a veggie burger?" in broken English that I couldn't really understand. So 4 times I asked him to repeat himself, and he finally looked at me and said, "No." And I said, "No." "No to what?" "No veggie." They didn't have, but he didn't know. He had to go ask somebody in the kitchen what a veggie burger was.
He was just a big fan of meat.
Yeah, okay.
Won't even acknowledge what a veggie burger is.
Yeah, right. Okay, got it. Thank you.
I've never had one. How do they taste?
Veggie burger?
Yeah.
It depends. Some of them are good and some of them are awful.
I guess that goes for any burger, huh?
Yeah, the Boca burgers you buy in the store, most of the stuff you buy in the store is awful. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Veggie burger.
Yeah, because they're all the frozen ones, right?
Yeah.
That you have to buy? Yeah. Those are never great.
But there are some restaurants make a good veggie burger. It's soy and some other veggies put together, held together with various components. I actually, you know what? Now that you ask the question, I'm not even sure I know what's in some veggie burgers. But at any rate, the that is part of the conversation, I suppose. But the better or more interesting part of the conversation, from my point of view, is that many of these people that work in these joints, and it wasn't really, it was a local fast food sort of place. It's a local hangout that I go to from time to time that serves pretty good food. And I go there because their food is good. But I've never asked for a veggie burger before. I normally would have some kind of soup because I like their soup. But I was really in a hurry and I wanted to take it with me. And I've never seen this kid before. Most of the time, the fellow that runs the place is Italian, comes from the old country, speaks really good English, but it's very Italian-ish. You know what I mean? Yeah, give me a... I'm not even going to try to imitate it because it sounds silly. But anyway, I've made my point. 888-302-3684. All right, let's find out whose voice was here. We can go, I suppose we'll try Jack, who's in Hickory, WHKY. Hi, Jesse.
Morning.
Jesse. Morning, how are you doing?
I'm okay, how are you guys?
Well, I think us guys, we guys, our guys are fine guys. So the voice we had for you was?
It sounds like Leslie Nielsen.
It does, doesn't it? Let me just see if we can get some corroboration on that. Jackson, Clarksville, Arkansas. Jack, you agree with Jesse?
Yes, sir, I do.
You do. Now, why is it, Jack, you sound more awake than Jesse? Jesse sounds sleepy and tired, and you sound raring to go. What's going on?
Very possibly because I've been up for a couple of hours already.
There you go. Jesse, you've been up for a couple of hours, too, it sounds like, right?
Yes.
You're at the end of your day, and Jack may be just getting into his day. That could be it. All right.
That's
so
good.
Just for the heck of it, Jesse, who are you rooting for in the presidential election are you going to watch tonight?
I don't care. I'm not voting for either one of them.
That enthusiasm goes along with your answer. Jack, what about you?
I'm a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Eagerly awaiting the chance to vote for him? Has there been anything that got in your way, or at some point along the way, have you thought, you know what, maybe I shouldn't vote for this guy, or have you been solid all the way along?
Not solid, for sure. I've come and go on Trump over the months, but I think the alternative is far worse. So, that's where I am this year.
I'm beginning to think the way you, I've been back and forth, up and down, so I was, I can't vote for this guy, I can't vote for her, and now I look at, but you see, the problem with me is that I live in Massachusetts, or I vote in Massachusetts, and even if I voted in California, where my other house is, wouldn't make any difference, because the states, with the Electoral College the way it is, no way are either of those two states going to go anyplace except for Hillary. So I might as well stay home. I can express myself and my disdain, or I can vote for Trump to get one more vote in there, but it isn't going to help him get elected. That's the problem with our system.
Sounds to me like you need to buy a house in Arkansas.
You know what? If I did, I would buy a house in in Hot Springs. I'd go to Hot Springs and buy a house on that lake that's there. Have you ever been to that lake in Hot Springs?
Lake Hamilton, several times. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I think it's a beautiful place. That's where if I went to Arkansas, I'd buy a place right on the lake or a farm close by to it. One way or the other, I'd find my way to that lake because the time I went there, I found it to be absolutely beautiful. All right, guys, hold on a second. Jesse and Jack, you're going to get copies of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good, Read to Do the Work. Appreciate your being here. Yes, Leslie Nielsen was the subject of our affection there. It's 44 after the hour on Good Day.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
All right, 47 past the hour. Ecuador confirming today that it has temporarily cut off internet access in its London embassy to Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks. Fear is he is using it to interfere with the U.S. election. Now, we heard over the weekend, I think you acted about it a bit on Monday. Where's Julian Assange? Some people thought Pamela Anderson had killed him, poisoned him. In fact, officials yesterday released a statement saying the government of Ecuador respects the principle of non-intervention in the internal affairs of other states and cut off the internet access available to Mr. Assange because in recent weeks, WikiLeaks has published a wealth of documents impacting the U.S. election. So who's going to tell us the truth now? If I think all of that stuff is very important to the election. So somebody got to Ecuador who was a former Secretary of State that might have had connections to somebody in Ecuador.
Meanwhile, think it's important, but I also don't trust Julian Assange to actually be unbiased or tell the truth. I think it's the truth through his eyes, which...
Well, isn't that the way it is with everybody?
Yeah,
the truth through
I guess
all
so,
of
but
yeah.
Doesn't yeah. mean I don't trust him.
I got it. Meanwhile, he's still in the Ecuadorian embassy. I'd like to be living there for 4 years. I don't think so. 10 before the hour on Good Day. Doug Steffen here.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The month of October has a lot of focus on a lot of health issues. It happens to be National Spina Bifida Awareness Month. So to talk about that with us, we have Dr. Scott Adzik, who is Surgeon-in-Chief at the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, the director of the Hospital's Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment. It's the largest and most comprehensive fetal program in the world, with expectant mothers coming in from all over our country and countries all around the world. The question first, I've heard of this, I'm betting everybody hears or knows that term, spina bifida, but what is it, doctor?
Well, spina bifida is a birth defect in which an area of the spinal column doesn't form properly early in pregnancy in the developing fetus, and that leaves a section of delicate fetal spinal cord and spinal nerves exposed through an opening in the back. And it's the most common birth defect of the central nervous system. It affects about 1,500 babies born each year in the U.S., which translates to about 30 per week or 5 per day. And my Children's Hospital Philadelphia team and I pioneered a surgical procedure to repair spina bifida before birth prior to 26 weeks gestation, and have been performing this operation at CHOP, Children's Hospital Philadelphia, since 1998.
So what are the risks of this kind of surgery on the baby and long-term? How obviously you're here to talk about it, so it's been successful, but there's got to be risk. It sounds to me like this is pretty dicey.
The operation is done under general anesthesia, so the mother's asleep. Through the placenta and through the mother, the fetus is asleep under anesthesia, and the deep general anesthesia relaxes the uterine muscle. The uterus is exposed through a sideways wound low on the maternal abdomen. We use a uterine stapling device that we invented to make a 3-inch cut in the uterus, and those staples pinch off all the blood vessels and also tack up the membranes around the baby to the muscle layer of the uterus so those membranes don't tear. We then repair the spina bifida before birth to prevent any more amniotic fluid, which is basically fetal urine, and very neurotoxic to those developing nerves to prevent further exposure. And the repair also seals a leak of cerebral spinal fluid from inside the baby, because this fluid bathes the brain and developing spinal cord. And that leak is what leads to hydrocephalus and the need for a shunt after birth. So by doing the repair before birth, you can also mitigate that ill effect. The two major risks, as shown in this trial, the MOMS trial, Management of Mominating Cell Study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine 4 years ago, is that the babies who undergo fetal surgery, as opposed to those treated after birth, were about, on average, 2.5 weeks premature. And the operation involves creating a scar on the uterus. So the mother who has fetal surgery for spina bifida needs to have a cesarean section performed for the fetal surgery pregnancy, as well as for any future pregnancy.
All right, but she can get pregnant again.
Yes, of course. There's no, based on our clinical experience with fetal surgery and our animal work 30 years ago, there's no impairment of future reproductive capacity in terms of having fetal surgery done.
All right. So what's your success rate here? You've done 1,400 surgeries. What's the success rate?
Well, we've done more than 1,500 fetal surgeries for a variety of birth defects, spina bifida only one. We've done about 300 of those. The success rate is probably best illustrated. We have a fetal family reunion at CHOP each year. This past year we had 2,000 patients and their families here for a day of celebration. And we also have regional reunions, because all patients and their families can't come here. So last year we had one in Cleveland at the Botanical Garden. And there were three boys there who, after the day of celebration, were out in a side yard at the Botanical Garden, and they were playing catch, three-way catch with a football, walking around, running around. You really couldn't tell they had spina bifida. And in our opinion, if this hadn't been done, they'd be wheelchair-bound, and they would each have one of those shunt tubes.
Wow, what a story. All right, a lot of great information here. Dr. Adzik, where does one go who's listening to this for more information? Is it at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia? Where do we go?
Well, there's two good sources, I think. One is our website at CHOP, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. That would be, the website is fetalsurgery.chop.edu. So fetalsurgery.chop.edu. The other source is, most recently, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia was the focus of a three-part documentary series about fetal surgery in our patients called Twice Born, Stories from the Special Delivery Unit.
Wow. All right, good information for people to pursue. October National Spina Bifida Awareness Month, thanks to the awareness of Dr. Scott Adzik, Surgeon-in-Chief at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.